T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We also love talking with our guest right now, and that's our Penguins and Pirates insider. He's really just, he's a man, you can move him up and down the lines. He can play center in a pinch. He's a great face-off guy. He can pinch run as well. I think I've mixed up the sports enough there. Jason Mackey on the line. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing great, Chris. You had me until you gave me credit for running.
All right, I'm not a
pinch runner. I can do other things, but I am not fast.
Defensive replacement?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could be a good glove man at the corner or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I could come in the eighth or ninth.
All right, that's fair then. I'm curious right off the bat what you thought of generally the Bronx cheers and the boos for Matt Murray with the way that Penguins game started yesterday.
You know, Chris, I've wrestled with that in my mind a little bit, and you know, at first I want to like get all mad about it, but you know what? The cost of tickets, what people pay to be in that building, and you know, if it wasn't warranted, it wouldn't happen. You know, he had a poor start, and fans are entitled to do what they want. On a website or in any of my coverage, like I never want to tell people how to spend their money or how to act. And it's a free country; they're allowed to do what they want. So, you know, if you don't want to hear it, stop more shots. And to Matt Murray's credit, he did. And I give him a lot of credit. I thought that was an awesome bounce back. I love the feel that Mike Sullivan had for the situation, but I can't sit here and say people are dopes for booing. You know, they can do what they want.
Murray's 5-0 in his last five. His cumulative save percentage in that time, Jason, is .925. That includes, obviously, yesterday's .919 performance. Do you think he's got a very good chance to win this goalie job back sooner rather than later?
I do. And I think he made quite a bit of headway over the weekend by doing what he did. I think this team is built to win with Matt Murray in goal. I feel like I'm stating the obvious here. That's not to take a single thing away from Tristan Jarry. I think what he showed is he's absolutely an NHL netminder. He's probably going to go somewhere else, you know, assuming this track continues for Matt, and I think it will. But I do think that Mike Sullivan wants to give him the opportunity to win the job back based on what he's done. I think those guys in that dressing room want to see Matt Murray win the job back. What do you do in the future? You know, do you tell Matt Murray to just hang out until New Year's and then at that point you start playing him? I mean, it's not the first time he's had a slow start, but I see some things coming around in his game. He looks different to me, and I think he will win the job back.
Specifically, what have you seen that has encouraged you about his prospects? Like, what things in his game have been there lately that have not been there earlier in the season?
He's out challenging shots. He's quiet. When you watch Matt and he's going, I mean, there's an economy of movement there. Like, he's not a Marc-Andre Fleury type where he can make athletic saves. Like, his, you know, bread and butter is positioning, reading the play, that sort of thing. And he's played quieter in net. And, you know, I tweeted something to the effect of Matt didn't have it on Sunday. I turned out to be wrong. But, you know, some of what I'm basing that off of is seeing kind of a noisy presence in net. You know, if you see him scrambling, that's generally not a good sign. But if he's standing tall, if he's out challenging shooters, if he's not moving around a ton, that's when you get good Matt Murray. And you know, over the starts you mentioned and since his numbers have turned upward, that's what we've seen.
Our Penguins and Pirates insider, Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us right now. Jason, what else can you glean outside of the goalie performance? Obviously, the record here, I saw this. Here's a shocker. I was going to bed last night and had the and I like the Scott Van Pelt Sports Center a lot. They had Pens Bruins highlights going, and they gave it like a full 90 seconds or so. Like, they really dug into the game. I know. They had a great stat. Advent of the shootout, so 05-06, the Bruins, when they had a 3-goal lead in a game, 283-1-8. So that was their second regulation loss in a decade and a half in a game where they had a 3-goal lead at any point. What else can you glean from that game outside of the comeback, outside of the goalie play?
Well, I mean, a couple things individually, I guess. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but Mike Sullivan's deal and his goaltender situation is just incredible to me. You know, I thought a lot yesterday and this morning about that game four in Ottawa where he announces he's going with Murray. How Sullivan has the Penguins playing, you know, three of the four goals that are scored minus the Johnson shorty. You know, you've got Sid and Gino doing blue-collar work behind the net, making, you know, doing the rough stuff so their wingers are available for a scoring chance. How relentless the Penguins are, you know, and it speaks to what they've done so much this season. I also really liked, and this again isn't a shocker, but when they go down in that hole and Patrick Hornquist just kind of takes it upon himself to be an absolute nut everywhere trying to get his teammates going and inject some energy, he does it. And, you know, I just like the resolve that they had, you know, and the ability to sort of steady themselves after a start like that. If that's in there, you're never out of a game. And so I take a lot of big picture stuff out of yesterday, but there's some little picture stuff there too.
Last one in the little picture stuff and in the individual stuff would be, I think people are still curious, although you can sort of see it, but impressions of Sidney Crosby a handful of games back now into his return.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, he looks awesome. And you know what I think is kind of remarkable about this? Like, in all sports, really, Chris, we've seen guys come back from injury and they're chomping at the bit to get out there. And the first opportunity they get to play, they're taking it. And maybe they're not 100%. They're kind of slowly working their way back. And we also know how crazy long an NHL season is. Well, Sidney Crosby took his good old time. And I don't mean that in a critical way. I mean it to give him credit. Like, he made sure he was 1,000%. Didn't rush anything, took all the schedule would allow, and he has looked, in my opinion, just spectacular. Some of where his vision is, where his timing is, it's just been really, really solid. And I'm not surprised, you know, based on the stuff he's done, it's just been really fun to watch.
Do you think his taking his time, like you said, the way you put it, taking what the schedule allowed, was in any way connected to the fact that the team played so well without him that it created less of a sense of urgency for him to get back?
Yeah, I think it is connected. And I don't think they went into the whole thing thinking, you know, okay, if we play well, Sid, you can do this. If we stink, you need to be back by this date. I think you're just going along and the team's playing really well. And so, you know, Sid is able to be a little bit more fine with how he feels. There's not a sense of where they were a couple years ago where they're like, oh my goodness, we need to turn this on in December or we're really screwed. You know, it's the furthest thing from that. And it got to the point where it's, Sid, take all the time you need. Get ready, make sure you're good to go. And, I mean, we've seen so much around here the regular season. While it's important and fun to watch, it's certainly not the be-all, end-all of this group, and they need Sidney Crosby healthy and productive in April. And I think he deserves credit. They deserve credit for making sure that's going to happen.
Last wraps with Jason Mackey, Penguins and Pirates insider. I bring up that second point because I want to finish with a Pirates question. John Prado over at the Trib had a piece go up today, Jason, and I wanted to kind of bounce this off you to see if it's the same kind of thing that your number crunching has yielded. The Pirates' payroll projects to be around $69 million, which would put it second lowest in the majors this year. First, is that the sense or those the numbers they look or sound right to you when I say them? And the second part of that, if that's true, if those are about the numbers you're seeing, do you think then that with that and with the players they've signed or maybe not signed in free agency, there needs to be some sort of a direct statement that maybe this is heading towards an obvious rebuild year? Because so far the signals would lead a person to believe that that's the case.
Yeah, and I'll take the first part of that one first, but I would never doubt John. John's great. John's a good friend, and he's done this forever, you know, has my utmost respect. So I have not read the piece in full disclosure, but I certainly saw the figure. That's what I've looked at too, and that's sort of the expectation. Now, as far as what that looks like for the fan and what they can believe, yes. That's probably what it's about to be, and I think they could do themselves some favors by maybe providing some clarity in their message. I don't really have a problem with that if that's what their payroll is. I mean, it could even go lower, Chris, if they decide to move Starling Marte or even, you know, a little lower with Adam Frazier. But where they are right now, I don't have a problem with it. You know, Travis Williams has talked about this, and other guys have talked about this, basically doing the small market thing better. And they need to do that. And then if they get to a point where it makes sense for them to add, if they know what direction they need to go and where they need to add, then okay, I think they will. But it doesn't make any sense to me right now
to literally trade every asset they have, meaning flip Marte, flip Frazier, flip Bell, Kella Archer. Some of the guys, it just makes better business sense to wait on, and I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to, you know, it's been called a bridge year before. I don't know if this fits a traditional bridge year model, but it's more of taking stock of what you have, what the market sort of dictates you do moves-wise, and then try to rebuild your team kind of on the fly or you know, it's going to be somewhere between a full teardown and on the fly, somewhere in there.
All right, Jason, this is a one or the other answer, and then we'll let you go and get about your day. Penguins come out of the All-Star break. They have a 9-day layoff after the Philly game before they play another game. Who is starting that first game after 9 days away in goal?
Matt Murray.
Thank you, Jason.
I'll make my answer quick, but I think he plays Tuesday. I think he plays well. Thanks, Malzie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.